তাম হিম
পৃষর্ধ
শশাপ কষ্ট কুল আচার্য দ্য ফ্যামিলি প্রিস্ট বশিষ্ঠ কৃত আগসম দিক সেন্টেন্স আই এম রিডিং পার্ট বাই পার্ট বিকজ অফ কমিটিং দ্য গ্রেট সিন অফ কিলিং এ কাউ অকামত অলদো হি ডিড নট ওয়ান্ট টু ডু ইট নট ছত্রবন্ধু দি ফ্যামিলি মেম্বার অফ এ ক্ষত্রিয় শূদ্রত্ব ই হ্যাভ বিহেভ লাইক এ শূদ্র কর্মণা দেয়ারফোর বাই ইয়োর ফুটিটিভ রিয়াকশন ভাবিতা ইউ শ্যাল বিকাম এ শূদ্র অমুনা বিকজ অফ কিলিং দ্য কাউ নাও ইজ সাপোজ টু বি নো পারপোর্ট সো ইজ সাপোজ টু রিড ফ্রম টেক্সট টু সো আই এম রিডিং কনসিডারিং টাইম রিডিং দ্য ট্রান্সলেশন ফ্রম টু দেন বিকজ অফ দিস ডিজায়ার ফর সন্স মনু নোন অ্যাজ Sadhya Deva worships Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, the Lord of the demigods. Thus he got 10 sons exactly like himself. Among them all, Ikshaku was the eldest. Next one. Among these sons, Prishadra, following the order of his spiritual master, was engaged as a protector of cows. He would stand all night with a sword to give the cows protection. Once at night, while it was raining, a tiger entered the land of the cowshed. Upon seeing the tiger, all the cows who were lying down got up in fear and scattered here and there on the land. When the very strong tiger seized the cow, the cows screamed in distress and fear, and Prishadha, hearing the screaming, immediately followed the sound. He took up his sword, but because the stars were covered by the clouds, he mistook the cow for the tiger and mistakenly cut off the cow's head with great force. Because the tiger's ear had been cut by the edge of the sword, the tiger was very afraid, and it fled from that place while bleeding on the street. In the morning, when Prishadha, who was quite able to subdue his enemy, saw that he had killed the cow, although at night he thought he had killed the tiger, he was very unhappy. This is number 8 and 9. Although Prishadha had committed the sin unknowingly, his family priest, Vasishtha, cursed him, saying, "In your next life, you shall not be able to become a Kshatriya. Instead, you shall take birth as a Shudra because of killing the cow." Now I read the purport. Number 2 has no purport, 3 little purport, and 9 has got some. Prabhupada is writing in the purport, one who becomes Virasana, takes the vow to stand all night with the sword to give protection to the cow. Because of Prishadha, Because Prishadha was engaged in this way, it is to be understood that he had no dynasty. We can further understand from this vow accepted by Prishadha how essential it is to protect the cows, some sons of a Kshatriya would take this vow to protect the cows from ferocious animals, even at night. What then is to be said of sending cows to slaughter houses? This is the most sinful activity in human society. Purport 9. It appears that Vasishtha was not free from tamogun. The mode of ignorance, as the family priest or spiritual master of Pishadra, Vasishtha should have taken Pishadra's offense very lightly. But instead, Vasishtha cursed him to become a Shudra. It is the duty of a family priest not to curse a disciple, but to give him relief through the performance of some sort of atonement. Vasishtha, however, did just the opposite. Therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that he was Durmati. In other words, his intelligence was not very good. Now, you can see here, question comes from this story, all these things, this Shudra, Brahman, all these things. Uba said, before he lifts the plant from our physical vision, material vision, he said, institute Varnasram Dharma. Because unless Varnasram Dharma means, one who follows Varnasram means, he is civilized. If we don't follow Varnasrama, we are not actually civilized. What to speak of becoming a devotee or a Vaishnava? Because it's an institution. We are supposed to teach the world. In order to teach the world, we have to, first of all, educate ourselves. We have to become a teacher or an acharya. Acharya means one who acts, then he can teach others. According to scripture, this is called acharya. Or a teacher. Now here, he says, Kula Acharya. Kula, family priest. Family priest. And many other words there. Chhatra Bandhu. Now, we know in the Vedic society, there are four divisions in human beings. They are classified. What is this? According to the mode he is situated. Highest, Brahmin. Then Kshatriya, Brahman Kshatriya. Then Vaishya, then Shudra. How it is judged? That defines symptoms. Jasya jat lakkhanam praktam. According to the symptom, the way he lives or walks, like that. So, what Krishna says, we can see in Bhagavad Gita, who is who will read it here. Let us see, who is Brahmin? Samodamo tapo saucham shanti chantir arjavam evacha gyana vigyana astikam brahma karma sabhavajam. How do I know who is a Brahmin? Not to have an institution, you have to institute all these things. All right, you give pariksha, bhakti shastri, you are a Brahmin. But how much is a Brahmin? The Brahmin means he has, in the highest sense of the Brahmin, is he Brahma Janati, he knows Brahma. He knows I am not this body. And how do you know that one has not known the body or not? You can see Prabhupada. He is at night sleeping, maybe taking 2 hours sleep, and 2 hours after breakfast, 1 hour. After noon, 1 hour. Hardly. He is, because first thing to suppose his bodily demand, you see, he will be disinterested with the body. He knows I am not this body, made of earth, water, fire, air, ether, gross body, subtle body, mind, intelligence. So this way, if he is, then in his action it will manifest. So see, he's very peaceful, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which a Brahmin walks. Otherwise, this is interesting. In general, a little bit about Brahmin, say, to become a Vaishnava, one has to become at least must become a Brahmin. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they may not accept, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, then the Goswamis came, became Acharya. After that, till Narahari Thakur, Narottam Das time, people accepted. Later on, they start getting, they become decadent. Shall I use the word decadent? They couldn't maintain the standard. This happened when saintly person comes. If the change, when saintly person said, look, if you change the basic thing, then whole thing will disappear. This happened, history. But some maintain standard. We can do that. So that is why scripture is there. So that this can go on. This from time immemorial, this is there, very clear that. And again, Prabhupada said that this will go 10,000 years. How it will go? Unless somebody maintains the standard. So, first one has to be a Brahmin. If he is not a Brahmin, look like Brahmin, he is Brahma Bandhu. He is saying Brahma Bandhu. He look like Brahmin, maybe born in a Brahmin family, but he's not up to the standard. He look like he is a Goswami, but is he controlling his senses? Is he controlling his mind? Is he controlling his senses? Accordingly, he is that sort of Goswami. So in Vrindavan, there is that Goswami. There, he may not have danda, but he has got, he may be in charge of some mark, but he has been a family man. So ISKCON, we have got also like that. That's right. They made Acharya. He could be a Brahmachari, but still he is a spiritual master. He could be a Grihastha, still. We judge everything by quality, because Krishna will see the heart. But you have to run an organization for our preaching going on, so that people respect and listen, command. So they make, you are a Brahmachari, you are a sannyasi, you are this, you are that. But Krishna will see your heart, what is there, what sort of. He is a Brahma one. Otherwise, you are not Goswami quality, maybe Godasa or something like that. So you are not the quality of a Vaishnava. Krishna will see if you are a Vaishnava, then you go to Vishnu. You worship Vishnu. Who is a Vaishnava? The Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned 26 qualities. If you simply surrender, depending on the quality of surrender, you develop all the good qualities of a Vaishnava. And if you, Krishna is telling to Uddhav before leaving this material world from our material vision, all his family members, Jadavas, fighting, patricidal war. But actually these are planned by Krishna. He doesn't want his family members killed by somebody else. It's just like a drama. He himself acted like that. He's being pierced by arrow of a hunter. Anyway, then the Acharya is saying that the Krishna, before leaving, in the Vyasadeva, writing what is happening, his great devotee, Uddhava, he says, so you are leaving, going back to say, yeah, I also want to go. No. You go to Badrinath. And he was enlightening him, telling him what is Bhakti Yoga. Who is a Vaishnava? Mister, this is the quality of a Vaishnava. There's 28 qualities, more or less same. So Prabhupada used to tell that you want to go back to Godhead or go. Actual pure devotee, he doesn't bother about going back to Godhead. He simply wants to serve the Vaishnavas and the Lord, Vishnu and Krishna. This is our business. That is why Prabhupada established this, found this society. And according to one's capacity, and his acharya or his representative is molding his life, changing his character. After Diksha, he has to change his character. He is spiritual master. So these are symptoms whereby we can judge where our Acharya said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada even, every Akadashi. And one said, every night before you go to sleep, our goal to remember back to Godhead. So am I eligible? How much I have become eligible? Depending on my surrender to Krishna, Guru and Vaishnava, I will develop all these good qualities of Vaishnava. Then I will know that this, since this is Kali Yuga, I don't say simply I will serve. No, we are fallen, let us go back to Godhead online. Because otherwise it will become more and more difficult to render devotional service. Kali Yuga is advancing and things will, Asura will come more and more. And they will come in Kali Yuga. Lord came with a sword and chopped everyone. Better, go back to God. This life, Prabhupada said. So Acharyas gave us all the instruction how we can qualify ourselves, giving direction and facilities in the institution. Stay with the devotees, do your bhajan, kirtan, rest of the time, dedicate yourself for the propagation of Krishna consciousness in a role just suitable for you to serve the Vaishnavas, to fulfill the desire of previous Acharya up to the present. Very simple. But it is a challenge. Sometimes it's difficult because our nature is different. We want to lord over material nature. We have got a particular sanskar, past habits. It is almost impossible sometimes to give up. But if you get a higher test by rendering devotional service, spiritual bliss, happiness, then gradually you become detached to sense enjoyment, either gross or subtle, which holds us, which keeps us here in the material plane. So you ought to become at least first Brahmin. Brahmin means illumination within. That means spiritual knowledge you will get within. Dibbogyan hide prakashit. Provided we are peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty. What is austerity? And get up early in the morning, it's not much. It's not that much we are doing. Get up early in the morning. Don't eat outside. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it very simple. Simply chant, dance in front of the morning, evening. Get up early in the morning, take bath, keep yourself clean, neat and simple. Simple living, high thinking. High thinking means Krishna consciousness. Very simple. So here you find that previously Brahmins were high standard because of their mode of goodness quality. Depending on what quality of mode of goodness you have, you go, now you are in a material plane, Guloka. Acha, let us see. From material plane, you can go still higher towards the spiritual world. Till the Brahmaloka, mode of goodness, better quality, you go to Bhuvarloka. Better, you go to Sargaloka. Higher standard of living. Our 6 months make 12 hours of theirs. They have got much more enjoyment. They are much more beautiful. They have better garden, Nandan Kanan, enjoyment also there. And higher you can go. Sargaloka, Bhurbhuvasa, then maybe Jana, then Maha Loka, then Tapaloka, having all Siddhis. Yogis have got so much enjoyment, sattva. Higher than that, Brahmaloka. Can go beyond that, viraja. So Srimad Bhagavatam is said, tata rajastamo bhava. You can see whether how much I have become free from mode of passion and ignorance. That is because mode of passion means procrastination, idle, sleeping. This is Shudra's quality. So since it is an institution, we encourage everybody, Prabhupada said, to when reporter asks Prabhupada, what you want to make all these boys and girls? How to make them Brahmin? So unless you become Brahmin, how can you become Bhakta? But it is very difficult to change our habits sometimes. But still, our goal is to become Vaishnava. Brahmin, so what? In the material world, many persons could be Brahmin. If you become Vaishnava, you can go back to the world. Though, so it is called Daiva Varnashram Dharma. Purpose is do everything, though you are a Sudra. That means you are doing lex work like a labor, but do it for Krishna. Under the guidance of the spiritual master. Somebody may be cutting sabji, somebody may be plowing in the field, tilling in the field, like that, but still he can go back to Gaur. Somebody may be, she may be sweeping in Krishna's temple. Even the queen, Rukmini, sometimes sweeps in Krishna's palace, though she has got many maid servants. So this doesn't matter. So we are making Daiva Varnasram Dharma. So even Pradyumna, one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Brahmachari, his follower, he asked him, go to somebody. He's a Grihastha, go to learn from him. So this is all external, actually. It's not very important. He's a great Vaishnava. He was dressing those who dance in front of Jagannath, young girls. Then he thought, why is he saying this? He went back. He said, what happened? He's Grihastha. So what? You go. Then he started learning. So, great Vaishnava. So, the quality is how pure and how great Vaishnava one is quality. That is what matters. Here you see the tiger. Let us see the quality of a Kshatriya. Who was it? Brahmin means first, he is very simple. At heart also. Truthful. It is not that. Given an example, few, I tell. What is Brahman's example? Dapova said, once one little boy came to Gautam Rishi to ask, I want to become a sadhu. To become a sadhu, the spiritual knowledge you have to become a Brahman. So I want to know your identity. That means in India, your gotra, that means what lineage you are coming from, who is your father, like that. So he went to his mother. His mother says, a simple lady, she said, look, son, I am a maid servant. And I associated with many people, serving them. They reach that. And through their association, I got you. And he told exactly the same to his would-be guru. I looked at him, he said, you are a Brahmin. I see. So I will give you initiation. So this is Purvasya Brahmin. As it is, think, present, not telling something, and some part is not telling. Okay. Very simple. Arjavam, let's say. This is very good quality. Now this Kali Yuga. So we should see what quality of Vaishnava we are, Brahmin. So ultimately, to become a Vaishnava is our goal. So Prabhupada is the society, means like a body. Body has got a head, body has got hand, belly, feet. Everything is important. Leg also important. It may be compared to Shudra, serving all other parts. And head, maybe he is deciding everything. He is intelligent. Mind. And he is deciding things, he is thinking. So the great responsibility, those who are leaders. We also say those who are leaders, they have got a great responsibility for us. So those who are best devotee, they will be put in the top leader's position. Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, after your disappearance, who will be the leader spiritual? Prabhupada said, one who carries out the order, he will become the leader. Very simple. Ideal disciple will become guru. And who is Kshatriya? Kshatriya means chat. Chat means injury. And tra means to deliver, to save. The one who saves, that means kings, soldiers, administrators, they protect the countrymen when it is attacked. So they are called Kshatriya. The ideal Kshatriya is, from time immemorial, there is always there Brahmins. It is not that India only Brahmins. No, according to Vedic system, but the nature is there always, philosopher like that. When Namisharana, there is a big gathering, there is some saintly person came from Europe. He mentioned who? Some of them. Who was a saintly person. Yeah. They came from there. Then in there, Brahmins are like a philosopher. They think, what is the meaning of life? Where do I come from? Otherwise, he, Ramanuj, some of our acharyas, otherwise he is not considered even a human being. Sometimes he said, one who considers this body is me, some places he say he is like Osura. But some places he said, he is not a human being. He is lower living entity, animals. So Prabhupada introduced this system. Institute Varnasram Dharma. So we should know who is Kshatriya and he is giving that sort of role to play in a big society. administration. Even Lord Ramchandra, he is the king. He is asking. Though he knows he is God, he can be wrong. But he is asking intellectuals. Brahmins in Topput, he is taking his advice. So I made this decision. What do you think? And he said, okay. Why? Lord doesn't have to take advice from Brahmins in order to teach us, setting example. So Bhuba said that, do this thing. This is a big society. You have to institute something. You have to make many Brahmins, many sannyasis, many gurus, many jivisis, many vaishyas, farming, protecting krishi goraksha. This is the quality. Krishi goraksha vanijyam vaishyakarma sabhavajam. This is the nature of some people. Like that. So Prabhupada had got farm in the countryside. He used to tell before, if there is a third world war, they would ask for, Prabhupada said, family should be there and they will be raising, they have cattle, this, that, and their farming system. They grow their fruits, vegetables, and they have milk from the cows, butter, ghee, all these things. And they can, and the brahmacharis, sannyasi, they should be preaching in the cities and other places, countries. But if they can go back there. And they can teach others. Ultimately, they have to be like that. Simple living, high thinking. Which factory and office civilization is not very. Moment factory and office started, at once employment started, unemployment. Otherwise, there is no unemployment. This is Krishna. Guru, ideal guru, he taught us. God. So we should follow this to teach the world. So you see, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he is a sannyasi, he is teaching. The Ramanandra is a great Vaishnava, he embraced him. So he is like a Shudra. And he has got associating with ladies, with money, and counting all these things, but he embraced him. And he was looking, he was amazed, what is he doing? So later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just stopped and started talking to him. Others couldn't understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is setting up an example. He says, here is a great Vaishnava. So he sent that one brahmachari to learn from him. Spiritual life. To crush the pride so that those who are renounced sometimes may become carried away. This shatter, those who come from big high class family, Brahmin, a king, royal family, aristocratic family, sometimes get popped up. It becomes very difficult for them to become Vaishnava. Unless somebody becomes Trinadopi Suni Cheno, Taru Riva Sahishnu, extremely tolerant to insult and all these things. And think himself very fallen, humble, submissive, and give respect to others, and doesn't expect respect, he can render devotion. Lord accept his service. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishna Kaviraj says, put this verse just like a locket. What do you put in a locket? Our beloved one. Isn't it? God, our dearest one. This should be to become a Vaishnava. First this thing. Lord will accept. Otherwise who knows whether how much it will be appreciated by the Lord, the service they are doing. There's a God test everybody. And some pass the test. Some not. He has to come again and again and suffer. Get punishment from Maya again and again. Maya doesn't want anybody disruptive. So this is the quality. Farming, cow protection, business are the natural work. Nanda Baba, Ma Jasoda, 9,30,000 cows, and Krishna is tending. And Krishna loves the cows. So if somebody have got cows in our farms, and if somebody, even in India, the old system is that people come and give godan. Godan get a lot of punya karma. But still this is not devotional service. The devotees taking care of the cows. And Krishna is very pleased to take care of cow. This service is very good. Though he is doing like a vaishya or a shudra. But he could be dearest to Krishna. An absolute platform to Krishna. And anybody could be dear, very dear to Krishna. Not necessarily Brahmin, not necessarily Jain. This way, adjustment there. Sometimes it's called religious means adjustment, proper adjustment. So achyut, untouchable, sarvari, She was untouchable, coming from her family. She could see Lord Ramchandra coming and taking from her. What flowers he have brought for me? Fruits? And she is offering. And the great sages are there. Lord Ramchandra doesn't go, ignore them. So they are very proud. Though they do so much jagga, they know so many mantra, they do so much austerity, they are very proud, look down upon Sarvari. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made this thing. Even if you have a brahminical quality, that is of no value, unless you become a devotee of the Lord. So everybody should try to become a devotee. That is why our acharyas taught us. Any part of the world, somebody became a Vaishnava, he can become acharya, he can teach others. Anyway. So he sees the quality guru sees and accordingly give particular engagement, assignment. You do this service for the pleasure of Krishna. So brain is doing its service, hand is doing protection, kshatriya, and belly, that means vaishya, doing his work, and shudra, he may be doing his work, sweeping, labor job. But still he can go back to Godhead. Vrindavan, who was there one day, in a winter night, I sometimes tell that, and Prabhupada with his disciples going, walking, morning walk. In the darkness, he could see some moving object. What is that? And he said, Prabhupada, this is one lady coming. Oh, she's coming from Jamuna. Winter night, very cold, and wet clothes. She didn't dry herself. And they watch what she's doing. And like that in Vrindavan, many, like that there, many old men and women. Prabhupada highly appreciated them. And devotee said, Prabhupada, such a meager thing they are living, and it's such so hot and so cold in summer and winter. They tolerate and see in a small place. Oh, they must have the mercy of Radharani. They may not be able to do work like him, preaching. But Krishna, Radharani will appreciate that. And then this way, and then he will bestow mercy. And you see here, this lady, nobody might have told her, and she is going to Govinda temple and cleaning without the knowledge of others. Nobody might have told her. And she is doing on her own. And this way she will conquer, win the heart of Krishna and Radharani, and may go back to God in one life. The cold winter in Vrindavan, but she is doing like a shudra work. What is this? But who will do that? Who will do it? Early in the morning before coming to Mangal Arati, wet cloth, even drying herself before, she is all tip-top. So this way you can see, anybody can do his or her best for Krishna, under the guidance of Krishna, and win the heart of Radharani, Mahaprabhu, or Acharya, and it will be blessed to go back to God in one life. In one life. This is our Acharya says. Finish this business in one life and go back to God. Do your best, give your best, give everything to Krishna. Without any motivation, we find it difficult. Because you have got attachment. That is sadhana. That is a challenge. That is sadhana. Fight within us. But Guru tell, do this thing. First of all, it may be bitter, it may be hard. But that is the challenge you have to take. He unknowingly cut the cow. There is a Vasishtha. He is a Kula Guru, he is a mode of tamoguna, he is giving heavy punishment. So some saintly person say, somebody is taking very responsible position, but if you make mistake, you have to pay a high price. So it's not necessary for everybody taking all very responsible position, but everybody should take some responsibility. That is the idea. So, Guru or Acharya knows her authority, that he is of this nature, and sees whether he won't become a victim of mine. Okay, you do this service for Krishna and the society. You are a family member of Krishna. And Krishna will appreciate. Krishna has got many maid servants, work under the queens, Rukmini, Satyabhama, but sometimes Krishna is coming, they rather, instead of the maid servant, do they themselves, sweeping, cleaning, making shiny, being water for Krishna and helping Krishna take bath to win the heart of Krishna. So we can do it. This is the same thing Prabhupada gave us so that we can practice here so that Dekhi, those who crush in the material world, the thresher, in the grain, the thresh and bring the grain out. When it goes to the spiritual world, they are saying in Bengali, the dekhi, in the village, they are there in India, you know. If it goes to the spiritual, what will it do? Same thing. So though the flute of Krishna is a son of a bamboo, isn't it? The bamboo trees are so jolly seeing, look, he is so dear to Krishna. Krishna may not be with anybody, but flute Krishna doesn't want to be separated. The flute is supposed to be the mode of, flute is supposed to be Santarasa. We can serve directly. But he may have a desire, service attitude, and Krishna enjoys him. He offers himself. And this, any of us can become very dear to Krishna. Give our best. Trees in Vrindavan. It is said, I heard that day, I didn't know, that one of our great acharya, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhavendra Guru, is a kalpa bhiksha in Swarup. In his constitutional position, in spiritual life, we may say, I will become gopi. And, no. You have got a particular relationship with Krishna. You go on serving it. And one day, it will be revealed to you. Why do you want to become Krishna? You have got a particular relationship with him. In that service, this is wonderful, that is. You serve Krishna that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Madhavendra Puri, who can be so fortunate like Madhavendra Puri? Again, he's coming in a dream to Madhavendra Puri. You go and bring sandalwood for me. I have stolen some kheer for you, Kirchar Gopinath. He is doing japa by the Govinda Kunda, and Krishna came in disguise like a little cowherd boy and brought milk for him. Out of compassion, my devotee, he is not eating day and night doing japa. I can't tolerate. How mother, father can tolerate? He's still in India, you know. The son hasn't eaten, and mother doesn't eat something. Till he fits her, him. Her husband hasn't eaten, gone back to the office. This Vedic system is still there. Naturally, he or she wins the heart of the husband or son. Son becomes very attached to mother. The same system works still. If for Krishna, you do like that, how can Krishna, you know, tolerate that thing? He can't help but to go and serve him. This is the sweetness of bhakti. Outside people are seeing simply, I am doing chama, this is that. But real devotee is thinking, oh, when the day will come, Krishna will chastise me, fan properly. But he enjoys that. Others can't see. Others see the external thing he is fanning. That is called chittatta. Devotee lives in a conscious world, in a world of consciousness, expanding up to the spiritual world. So devotee does not live in this material world, though it looks like his body in the material world. Just like a man is sleeping. Somebody is saying, where is he? He's here. He's not here. His mind is roaming. So Krishna says, man mana bhava. Keep your mind with me. Always. Live with me. Mentally. How Krishna dresses, what Krishna eats, what Krishna is doing now, going to tend the cows, Krishna is now eating and joking with his friend. When that day will come, Prabhupada said, we should be allured by the pastime of, wonderful pastime of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, all these things. So that if you are allured by the tempted, when that day will come, we'll go there. Just like Gopa Kumar, when he went back to the spiritual world, Krishna embraced him. At that time, Krishna, with his cowherd boy, suddenly embraced Krishna. Tears rolled down Krishna's eyes. He said, my dear friend, you suffered so much in the material world. I was also thinking of you. When day will come, you'll kick out this material existence, you know, a life, enjoyment and lording over, and come back to me. Now we are. Else will have come. They have come back to me. I'm so happy to see. So we should be, Prabhupada said, allured by hearing again Krishna's pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When that day will come, when you will have no anxiety of this material, fear, lamentation. This is material existence. But devotee transcends that gradually because he's practicing the same thing here. And come to that platform. So devotee, though look like in the material world, he is not far from the spiritual world. Just like he opens a window and his guru shows, look, here is the spiritual world. You like it? You want to come? You qualify yourself, what I say, do that! Rascal!
Just like a father and mother says, son, one knows intelligence from my good telling. In the beginning it may not be very pleasing, maybe a little bitter. But you have to learn to get cured and then enjoy life unlimitedly. Anandam buddhivardhanam. Bhakti rasamrita sindhu is the ocean of nectar. Unlimited. No bank, no shishi, no sibich. Because we would like that. I'm taking ice cream. Anna. What is this? Time is over. In the spiritual world, there is no time. It's all present. There's no necessity of sunlight, moonlight. All is effulgent. But it is necessary. By Krishna's grace, Krishna is going to tend the cows. Sun can come, moon can come. It is not like material idea, our material experience. No necessary. So there is no sun, there is no moon. How? Then they will help Krishna's pastimes. Huh? That is Krishna's pastime. There has to be. Krishna is going and sun is there. They're jumping from the trees, playing, swing, hide and seek. We want to join. Prabhupada said, you should be tempted. Then one day Krishna will fulfill your desire. You qualify. Become free from mode of passion and ignorance, hankering after more and more object of senses to enjoy or lord over material nature. I want to enjoy whatever I survey. This is meant for my enjoyment. Then you come back and get the kick of Maya on the face. Again, till we come to our senses when he comes to know and say, oh yes, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything, life and soul of mine. So give everything to Krishna. And Krishna also reciprocates. Je jathamam prabuddhante. You gave everything, Bali Maharaj? I give you more than that. I give you myself to you. But we have doubt. We do little and check. And Krishna, how much you give? Isn't it? That is what you are doing here. That is why you are still stuck here. Because still you have got iota of attachment here. You have to come back. Do you know? Everything Prabhupada gave, we don't want to. We are abstinent. We still don't believe. That is the trouble. Internal fight going on. That is our sadhana. That is our challenge we are facing. I think. Actually, Krishna consciousness otherwise is very sweet. But Maya is so strong, still little blinking at times. Big generals become victims of Maya. Big generals. From time immemorial. So what is the solution? Solution is Bhushana Chakravarti Thakur said, Vavasattika Buddhi. Follow toto the instruction of Sadguru. Then things become simple. In the beginning, maybe insurmountable. Oh, so difficult. Gradually, become free from the clutches of Maya. Just like Maharaj Ambarish using his mind, thinking of Krishna, with his tongue glorifying, ear hearing Krishna's pastime, glorification, with his feet going to the temple, and our acharyas gave us everything. Now, we should make best use of us, of all these things, which sometimes we may not strictly do. That is how we become. We have to pay a price. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, you can make it. Yes, Prabhupada said, some of his followers, Jayananda. So future generation also, some of you can make it. One life. He is giving us the facility through this institution. So, any question or comment? Krishna Katha is so nice, we can go on like that. But we are not, like Prabhupada, we are just repeating for our purification. Anybody want to make some comment? There are some old devotees and leaders of our society. You want to make some comment or enrich our Krishna consciousness? Making some comment or some question which could, thought provoking could be. Is welcome. Yeah, the Mara, eh? Mara, huh? Or next year.